The Democratic Republic of Congo has reopened as health officials struggle to contain an Ebola outbreak that has now killed more than 1,800 people. Witnesses told VOA that authorities prevented most people from crossing for several hours after the Ebola virus was detected in Goma. Rwanda's Ministry of Health denied the border was ever closed, and by Thursday afternoon, people were crossing between the two countries again. Democratic division was on display last night at a debate in Detroit, Michigan, on issues from immigration to race to health care. AP Sagar Meghani has more.
In the crowded Democratic field's second debate aired on CNN, much of the fire was aimed at frontrunner Joe Biden.
Your plan does not cover everyone in America.
Senator Kamala Harris going after the former vice president, with others saying his 8 years in the Obama administration are not reason enough to make him the nominee. But Biden often leaned on the former president.
Everybody's talking about how terrible I am on these issues. Barack Obama knew exactly who I was.
Political analyst Chris Galdieri says Biden was better than in the first debate.
I don't think he, came out looking, flustered and off of his game.
Biden knew he was in for a rough night, telling Harris at the start, "Go easy on me, kid." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Dozens of people were killed Thursday in aerial attacks on a military parade in the Yemeni port city of Aden. At least 10 others were killed in a separate suicide bombing in another part of the city. News reports say at least 32 people were killed, including a military commander. Thursday's attacks were the deadliest in Aden since November 2017, when the Islamic State affiliate attacked the city's headquarters, killing 15 people. U.S. stocks are up sharply in early afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran's president has called U.S. sanctions on the nation's foreign minister an immature move. AP's Charles Dayla.